Thank you, Jesus. 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 Oh God, we bless you on tonight, Lord. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you, God. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you, God. We lift you up, God. We glorify and honor you on tonight as we come before you, God. And we bow down and worship you, God. We are lifting you up, God. We are exalting you, Father God, because we know, God, there's nothing, Lord God, that's bigger than you, Lord God. You are the all-knowing, all-powerful God. You are the one, Lord God, that was here before anything was formed in fashion, God. It was just you, God. And on tonight, we lift you up as we acknowledge you for being our heavenly creator, for being the one who holds all power in your hand, that sit high and look low, God. You created the heavens and the earth, Father God, and everything in between, Lord God. And on tonight, it is you, the one and only true living God, is who we come to praise and worship, who we come to praise and worship in spirit and in truth, Father God, giving you all the accolades and all the salutation, Lord God, giving you everything, Lord God, that's due to you, God, because you deserve it, God, and you are worthy of it, Lord God, and we are not going to hold anything back on tonight, God. We're giving it all to you, Lord God, that we may do just what you have designed for us to do, God. That's praise you. That's worship you, God. Oh, God, you did not create us to worry. You did not design us to fear. You didn't even call us, God, to figure it out, God, because it is you that already has it figured out, Lord God. You're the one who has the grand master plan, Lord God. So, Father God, as we stay in the confident assurance and knowing, God, that you're working it all out for us, we're going to praise you. We're going to worship you, God. We're going to glorify you on tonight, God, because you're making all things beautiful for us, Father God, because the plan that you have for us, Lord, is of good and not of evil, because you're thinking good thoughts towards us, God, and that's a very big thing for us to just praise you for right there, God, because you're thinking thoughts towards us, Lord God, the good thoughts that you have for us, Lord. Oh, God, we just want to say thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for the way that you think about us, Lord God, because you, Lord God, were thinking those good thoughts towards us, God, before we were even born and formed in fashion in our mother's womb, God. It started, Father God, all those time and years ago, God, when Jesus went to the cross, God. You had already gone before us, God, to make it beautiful for us, God. You sacrificed your only son, Lord God. You gave him, Lord God, in sacrificial love, Father God, that we may be here today, God, that we may have the beautiful things of life, God. We may have that joy and that peace, that liberty, that life abundance, God. And on tonight, God, we praise you, God. We praise you, Lord God, because you supplied for us our every need. The provision was made when you gave us Jesus. And on tonight, God, we want to say thank you, Lord God, because that was a beautiful act of love, Father God, that you made towards us, your people, God. It was selfless, Lord God, and it was unconditional, Father God, because the people did so many things, God, just as we do today, Father God, but you did not allow that to stop you from loving us, God. Oh, God, we thank you on tonight, God, for your unconditional love towards us, Lord God. Lord, we bless you, God. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you, God. We glorify your name on tonight, God. And we give you the praise and all the honor, Lord God. Oh, Father God, on tonight as we come before you to lift you up and glorify, God. If there be anything standing in our way, God, anything holding us back and preventing us, God, from giving you our all, Lord God, we're asking that you will move it out the way, God. And we're going to pull it down and lay it at your feet, God. We're going to cast it at you, Lord God, because we know you're making it beautiful, God, and you're working it out, Lord God. We're going to give you these things, Lord God, because we're not going to allow these things to have us weighed down, God, so that we can't lift you up, because we know, Lord God, that you are the one that's working it out for us, God. You are the one that's lifting us up, God. So as we put these things down that's trying to cause us to be weighted, we lift you up, God, as you lift us up, God. And we want to say thank you for lifting us up, God, because nobody else can do us like you can, Lord God. You are the one, Lord God, that lifts up the hung down head. You are the one, Lord God, that gives that joy and that peace and that strength when we need it, Lord God. Oh, God, it is you. We want to say thank you on tonight, Lord God. We cannot deny, Lord God, that it's not you. We can't give credit and glory and praise to nothing, nobody else but you, God. It is you, Lord. your God, Lord God Almighty, Lord and Savior, the one and only true living God, and we bless you, Lord. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you, Lord. Oh God, on tonight, may our hearts, Lord God, sing praise and thanks unto you, God. Oh God, on tonight, may our hearts give you gratitude and appreciation, Father God. Lord God, remove any grumbling and complaining, Father God, that may give you, Father God, our best praise, God. And even anything in our thoughts and our minds, God, that prevent us, Father God, from going to that place in you, God, lifting you higher, God, because we know, Lord God, if we keep our minds stayed on you, you keep us in perfect peace, God. Oh God, we're asking on tonight that you would do it, God, because we want to give you what you deserve, Lord, because you are worthy of it all, Lord God. Lord God, we would not have made it this far without you, Lord. If it had not been for your grace and your mercy, God, where would we be? Oh God, we want to say thank you, God. It was your love that gave us that grace. It was your love that gave us that mercy. It was your love, Father God, that made a way for us. And we want to say thank you on tonight, God. Oh God, we cannot repay you for all that you have done. And we can't thank you enough, Father God. But what we can do, God, is give you back our love and appreciation. So tonight as we come before you, Lord, we open up our hearts, Lord, and we give you our gratitude and appreciation. And we say thank you, God. We thank you, 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 Lord. Because you did it all for us, Lord God. You did it all for us, Lord God. You already knew what we needed, Father God, before we even asked. You made the provision, and we want to say thank you, God. In the midst of our challenges and our storms, you already knew what we were going to go through. And you was making a way we couldn't see a way, God. And you was our way of escape. We thank you, Lord. Oh, God, it was your love in the midst of it all that saved us, that kept us, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for the power of your love, God. Oh, God, we thank you on tonight. Because without your love, Lord, where would we be? Your love gave us forgiveness. And we want to thank you for that, for forgiving us, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, Father God, because you make all things beautiful for us, God. We thank you on tonight, Father God, for taking that thing inside of us that's not good and return us back to our proper place in you, which is good. Oh, God, we want to say thank you, God, for that situation and circumstance that don't look so good. But we thank you, Father God, that you get the glory out of it, God, because you're making it what you want it to be, God. Because when you created the heavens and the earth, Father God, and all the days, Lord God, you stepped back and looked and said everything was good. And that's what you're doing for us, Lord God. Oh God, we thank you for helping us to be able to see through our situation and circumstances, God, and not look at what we see and what we hear, because we know it's not really pertaining what it pertains to be, God. But we know, God, that you got something you're doing, and you're working it out for just for us, Lord God. And we want to say thank you, God, because while you're working it out for us, you're working some things out of us, God. That's how you get the glory, Lord God, working these things out of us that you may be glorified, Lord. Oh God, we want to thank you on tonight, Father God, for getting the glory out of us, Lord God, because it is all you, God. It ain't got nothing to do with us, God, but it's your will, your plan, your purpose, and your way, God, and even in your timing, God. Oh God, we want to say thank you, Lord, because you know what we need, God, and what we don't need, God. You know what you need to, what you need to pull out, God, and what you need to be maturing in us, God. Oh God, we want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you on tonight, God, for holding us in the very palm of your hand, God. Thank you on tonight, God, as you hold us in the palm of your hand, God. You're being our potter. You're being our gardener, Lord God. And you're working us. You're making us. You're stretching us. You're pressing us, God. You're preparing us, God. We want to say thank you, Father God, for doing what you're doing, how you do it for us, in us, Lord God, for you. Because it's all for you, Lord God. And we want to say thank you, Lord God, you even choose to use us to do what you're doing, God, in your grand master plan. God, your plan is so grand, it's so profound, God, that we don't know one day to the next, God, what to expect, God. We want to say thank you, Lord God, that that's something that we don't even have to be concerned about, God, that we can live our lives daily, Lord God, because your word says that we don't even have to worry about tomorrow. So we thank you, Father God, for today. We thank you for what you're doing right now within our lives, God. We thank you right now, God, for the provision that you're making for us today. Lord, we want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you, God, for ordering our steps and directing our path, God, and leading us and guiding us and showing us the way, Lord God. Oh God, we want to say thank you, Lord God, because you're such a dependable God. We know, Lord God, that we can count on you, Lord God. We know you're never too busy for us, God, and you're always one call away, God, that your ears are always open unto us, Lord God. You hear our cries, Lord God, even when it's a silent tear, Lord God, and even when we are in our thoughts, Lord God. Oh Lord God, we want to say thank you for being so attentive to us, God. You are so mindful, God. We want to say thank you, Father God, that not only you're being so attentive to us, Father God, but you, Lord God, are not leaving anything untouched, God. You are turning over every rock, God. You opened up every door and every closet and every treasure chest, Lord God. And you are moving out those things, pulling up those things, purging out these things, Father God, and even remaking those things inside of us, God, that is not like you, Lord God. Oh God, we thank you on today for being such a loving Father, Father God, because we know, Lord God, that you only want us to be who you want us to be so we can get what you have for us, Lord. And we want to say thank you, Father God, because you never stop coming after us, God. You never stop, Father God, reaching out to us, God, calling out and trying to get our attention. You never give up on us, God. That's just the kind of love that you have for us, Lord. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for helping us, God, to have much of more of appreciation for your love. That love, Lord God, that real love, Lord. We search high, we search low, we look near and far, Father God, but we could not find what we were searching for, Lord God, until we came to you. And you gave us that love that we need. That love that we needed, God. It made us complete and whole, Lord God. And it never ran out on us. It never changed up, God. Your love is consistent. And we thank you for loving us consistently, Lord God. We bless your name tonight, Lord, as we pour out our gratitude and thanks unto you, Lord God, for loving us the way that you do, God, as you make all things beautiful for us, in us, Lord God, for you, Lord God. God, you are so wonderful. You are so amazing, God. You are truly one of a kind. There is none other like you, Lord God. Nobody else can take your place or fill your shoes, God, because there is truly only one you, Lord God, and we lift you up on tonight, God. And we give you our highest praise, God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. You are worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy, God. You are so worthy, Lord. And we bless you on tonight. We thank you on tonight, God, for being who you are to us, Lord. You are everything that we need you to be, God. You truly are the sole source of it all, God. No matter what the need is, God. You are that. No matter who we need you to be, God, you are that. You are all things for us, God. We want to say thank you for speaking to our hearts, God, that we may consider some things, God, that we may come through ourselves, Father God, that you may be able to enter in, Lord God, because we know that you can't enter into a hard heart. And we thank you, God, because your love, it breaks down the walls. It breaks down the barriers, Lord God. It softens the hardness of our heart that you may be able to enter in, Lord. And we need you more than ever, God, to continue to enter into our hearts even deeper, Lord God, so that those things, Lord God, that are not of you have no room, God, because we know you're great, Lord God, and you need some room, Lord God. So we willingly welcome you on tonight, Father, to enter in, Lord God. We give you free range to roam, Lord God, to do what you need to do, God. We thank you, God, for giving us the invitation, Lord God, because you have already extended it to us, God, and on today we accept it again, Lord God. We accept the invitation, Father God, to come to you, Lord God, because you are everything that we need, God. You are our hope. You are our peace. You are our joy. You are our ever-present hope in time of need, God. And more than ever now, God, we need you, Lord God. So, God, I ask on tonight that you would touch your people, God. Meet them where they are, God. See about them once they, God. I'm asking right now, God, that they would answer the knock at the door, Lord God, because sometimes the people leave you knocking at the door and you saying, let me in so I can help you. So that you can make those things beautiful, Father God, so that you can change their viewpoint and perspective. They can see, Lord God, that you're trying to work some things out for them. But we know we got to let you in first, God. So God, on tonight, tear down the building blocks that keep you out. And let your people use them, God, to come up to you. And not stay down in that place of sadness or depression or lost hope or wanting to give up, God. Or doubt or unbelief, God, touch your people on tonight, God. Let their hearts open up unto you, God, so that you can remove those things, God, that can continue, Lord God, to stand on your word and believe in you. And they stand on you and your truth, because your word is true and it does not return void, Father God. You are the word. You are the truth, God. So on tonight, God, let your truth make your people free on tonight, God. Free in their hearts, free in their mind, free in their thoughts, God. Even free in their ear gates, God. Because sometimes so many things be said and spoken and seeds get planted, God. But we know that you the gardener, you can uproot those seeds, God. So uproot those seeds on tonight out of the minds and thoughts of your people and the ears of your people, God. So let your truth may be able to enter in and plant and be watered, God. Oh God, I'm asking on tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that the eyes will be able to see the truth on tonight, God, that your people will not be so easily deceived and persuaded, God, or swayed, Lord God. Oh God, I'm asking right now that you would do it, because only you can, God. Only you can remove the brightness, God. Only you can regulate the minds, God. Only you, Lord God, can get through to that heart. God, I'm asking that you will see about your people all across this nation, God. I'm asking you would touch that love, Lord God, that we stand in the gap for, Lord God. That we're praying and asking, Lord God, that we'll open up to you, God. That we confess you as the Lord and Savior and ask what must it do to be saved, God. That we'll, Father God, have a heart, Lord God, for salvation, Lord. Oh God, on tonight we uplift your people up to you, God. Because we know, Lord God, that you want all of your people to be saved and reign with you, God. Because you are in love with us. And you love us like that, God. Because you won't even leave one behind, because your word says you'll leave the 99 for that one. So we stand in the gap for that one tonight, that they may say, yes, Lord. We stand in the gap for that one tonight. They will open up their eyes to see the truth, God. We stand in the gap for that one on tonight, God, that backslider, that one that walked away, or that non-believer, Lord God. We stand in the gap on tonight, Father God, because your word says we ought to be concerned about more than others, Lord God, than ourselves, God. And Lord God, we are concerned about our loved ones, families, and friends, and even our enemies, God. We ask that you even save our enemies, Lord God, so that they will not be in that place that they are in, God. Show your mercies tonight, God. Show your mercies tonight, Lord God. We lift your people up to you on tonight, God, that you may do what you do best, that only you can do, and let's be God, because you are, Lord God. So God, on tonight, as you search us, as we open up our hearts, Lord God, give us a heart of acceptance, Lord God, to see these things that you show and expose and bring to the surface, God, because we want to continue to stay free, Lord God. Oh God, we asking on tonight, Lord God, that you continue, Lord God, to touch that person, Lord God, who may be laying in their sick bed, God, at their home or in the hospital, Lord God. And in the name of Jesus, God, by the stripes on his back, may they be healed, Lord God. God, we ask, Lord, tonight you continue to touch our children, save our children on tonight, Lord God. Open up their hearts, Lord God. They will have a heart to want to do those things that are pleasing in your sight unto you, Lord God. Oh God, we ask that you would do it, God. Touch the body of Christ on tonight, Lord God. You know what the body of Christ needs. You know what the body of Christ is lacking, Lord God. You know what needs to be consistent, God. So God, I'm asking that you would do it, Lord God. Lord God, touch on tonight, God, because only your touch will do it, God. So Lord God, I'm asking on today that you will see about us, Lord God. We welcome you on tonight into the sanctuary to be with us, God, on tonight. We welcome you on tonight, God, to not only be with us here, God, but to be with us, within us, Lord God. Abide in us, Lord God, as we abide in you, Lord God. We present ourselves to you, God, as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, pleasing unto you, God. We make ourselves a sacrifice unto you, God, that you may take away what's not like you, Lord God, that you may continue to dwell here, Lord God. Because we want you to continue to dwell here, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for that point of your spirit. We thank you on tonight, Father God, for filling us, God, with the more of you, because you know what we need and you know what's best for us, God. So, Lord God, continue to give us a heart to the desires, Lord God, and ask for, Lord God, what it is that you want for us, God, because you know what we need, God, and everything that we don't need. You know what's best for us, God. You know what's better than we know ourselves, God. So on tonight, Father, us. See about us on tonight, Lord God. And let your people, Father God, see that change within. Because you are a game-changing God. God, on tonight, settle here. Move by your spirit, God. Throw your weight around, Lord God. Meet us here on tonight, Father God. Outpour, God. Fill this place tonight, Lord God. As we open up our hearts to you, Lord, you are welcome. You are welcome, Lord. You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome, God. Have your way tonight, Lord. Have your way tonight, Lord God. Do what you need to do, Father God, because you know what we are in need of, God. We want to say thank you. We thank you. on tonight, Father God, for looking us over, Lord God, because more than anything, Lord God, we want to be pleasing your sight, desire, and make you smile, God. We thank you on tonight, God, for looking us over and searching us, God, that there is no residue, no spots, and no wrinkles, and we may be able to hear well done. We thank you, God. You are so good to us. We want to tell you tonight that we love you and we appreciate you, God. God, I ask on tonight that you continue, God, to hear our prayers, God. Consider them and answer them, Lord God. Let there be no more religion, no ill will, God. No ill intent, God, from a pure, sincere place inside of our hearts, God. Continue to touch every prayer on the prayer wall, God. Every prayer on the altar in the altar box, God. And we are standing in the gap for every individual, Lord God, that wrote a prayer, Lord God, because we know one thing for sure, for certain, God, you are able and capable, God, of doing what needs to be done, Father God. That your arms are not shorter, neither are they slack, God. And we thank you, God, that your arms have not been short or slack. We are lacking in nothing. We thank you, God. We're so grateful to you, Lord God. Oh, God, continue to do what you do best, God. Being God all by yourself. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, God.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah, glory to your name, God. We bless you, 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 God. Oh, God, we thank you for speaking about us. Hallelujah, glory to your name. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for changing some things in us, God. Thank you for changing some things, God, for searching us over, Lord God, that we may be pleasing in your sight. Thank you, Lord. Your love has captured us. Oh, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, God, that your love has changed some things.
Hallelujah!
Whoever bless you, Lord. Hallelujah, glory to your name. Hallelujah, glory to your name. It's your love, God. Even in the midst of the storm, God has given us peace. I bless you, God. It's your love, God. It's your love. We thank you. Oh, I bless you, Lord. I bless you. I bless you. I bless you, God. It's your love. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Lord, you are worthy. You are worthy, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless you tonight. We bless you. We want you to know that we love you. We love you so much. We appreciate you, God. Oh, God, continue to be with us on tonight. Continue to let your love flow through us freely, Lord God, because it's your love. Oh, God, thank you. We rest in you tonight, God, in your love. We pray and ask these things, Father, yours in Jesus' name. Oh, God, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you, Lord.
Allow that storm to overtake us. It succumbs us. It puts us in a place where we don't know where we should be or how long we gonna be in that place. Oh God, he calling it Okoshana. It's so many times in our lives that we have a tendency of allowing that storm, that situation,
that concern, that problem, to boost our morale in a place where God don't want us to be. But we can't tell that storm to be still. We can do it because God has given us the ability to do it. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, mama, niloko shana la kasiya. Oh, mama, niloko shana. We dare not allow a thing, a situation, a concern, a challenge, or a problem to think or believe that this storm is going to overtake us, or we're going to drown, or we're going to be shipwrecked. We got to look at it in a different perspective, because this storm could very well be moving some things out the way just so God can put you on the right course. The right course. Oh, my mind, little Kushia. We thank you for the right course on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for the storms. Because if it was not for the storms, we would not know what was inside of us, God. We wouldn't be able to recognize that it really ain't a storm, but it's moving some things out the way. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. For the new beginning. I just heard that. Thank you for the new beginning, God. Thank you, Father God, for fixing it, for changing some things and working it out just for me. Oh, my mind, sometimes we don't even think he's moving. We don't even believe that he's doing anything. We don't even think that he hear our prayers. Oh, baby, but I'm here to tell you tonight that he works it out. You just don't know about it. He does his best work in the dark. Because if he told us everything that he was doing, don't you know we'll put our hands to it and mess it up? Or try to fix it or try to make it happen? Oh, but God, he's so generous towards us. He's so generous towards us. He makes so many things happen towards us, for us, through us. Hey, God, thank you for working it out. Thank you for fixing the unfixable. Thank you for stopping that thing that was unstoppable. Thank you for covering that thing that we couldn't cover. Thank you. Oh, God, we thank you for the peace, even in the midst of the chaos. We thank you for the love, even when we thought we was loveless. Thank you for showing up and showing out, throwing your weight around on our behalf. Thank you for throwing your weight around, God. Thank you for regulating the minds of the people when they thought they was in control, when they thought they had the upper hand, when they thought they was Abiyakashana. Nobody is above you, and you are the one to regulate the minds. Thank you for regulating the minds, God, for our favor. Hey! Thank you, God. Oh, my mind, thank you for stopping the mouths of the liar. Thank you for stopping the mouths, Father God. Thank you. Oh, my mind, oh, God, thank you for working it all out. Thank you for healing the body. Oh, God, thank you for the healing in the body. Thank you, Father God. He called it a local Shia for not allowing anything from stopping us from running this race. Thank you, God, for choosing us, because you could have chose somebody else, but you thought that we was worthy. You saw something inside of us that we did not even see inside of ourselves. We thank you for letting us know our true value in you, God. Thank you, God. And so many times in our lives, when situations or concerns happen in our lives,
especially when it comes to another individual. We believe or think that we're not good enough, or we're not doing what we should, or how or what. We get all discombobulated in our minds and our hearts. So I want y'all to get yellow sheets of paper and red pens, everybody in the sanctuary. And I want you to start writing down some stuff. I want y'all to start writing down some stuff. The stuff that's heavy on your heart. The stuff that you do not even want to address outwardly. The stuff that's been heavy on your mind, a strain on your brain. The thing that's causing you to be in a place of fear. A place of destitution. Where you think that you are all alone. Oh, my mind in the local shana. Oh, God, work it out. Work it out right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, such as in our minds and even in our hearts, God, as we cast our cares at your feet. As we give you all these things, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that causes us to be in a place, Father God, of degradation or even segregation or even lost hope. Oh, God, I'm asking you to help us on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, the person was the mark of the prize of the high calling. And even though it may be challenging or a struggle, God, we know it ain't hard if we make the right choice. So we choose on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to give it all to you, because we know that you can handle it. We know that you can fix it, God. We know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask, speak, or imagine. We know, God, in the name of Jesus, that you are capable, and that your arms are not short, and neither are they slack. We know you got our best interests at heart, and even though we may be going through these things, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we know, Father God, that all things is going to work out for our good. We know. So Lord, I'm asking you to help us on today and encourage your people. Encourage your people and lift them up, Father God, in the name of Jesus, at that place where they can't and will not stop dwelling on. Lord, you said that if we dwell on these things, Father God, that we would not be able to prosper. So I'm asking you right now, Father God, to serve them old ties and them soul ties, them old hurts, all that stuff, Father God, that we cannot get past, the was, the past, the maybes, the ifs, the buts. Lord, remove all these things from us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be stabilized in you, God. We can't have no stability with these thoughts tormenting us. So I'm asking you to help us on tonight. Help us on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Give us the courage that we need to face these things. Give us the courage that we need to let go of these things. Give us the courage that we need, Father God, to fight against these things. Give us the courage, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to be loosed and free from these things that easily besets us. We're giving it all to you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We don't even want it no more, God. We've been holding on to some stuff, Father God. We've been separating ourselves, Lord. We've been trying to get through it, go past it, and get over it, God. Hold on. But it's such a struggle for your people, Father God. Especially when it feels or seems as if we're being provoked. Help us on today, Father God, to be more temperate. Help us be kind and patient, Lord, tolerable with one another. Give us a pleasantry even in our conversations, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may open up a way of your peace to abound in the midst of it. Oh God, give us clarity in that thing that we do not understand, because we don't want to be in a place of being confused, doubting, and lost hope. I'm asking you to do it, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because I know that you can. I'm asking you to touch our children on today, Father God, regardless of what age they are. Lord, I'm asking you to save our children on today. Remove any and every addiction that they may have. Remove any and every perspective, Father God, that goes against your concepts. Lord, I'm asking you to help our children on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to look upon their own selves and knowing, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you are able to free them even from the torment in their mind, Father God, from the trauma that they even experienced in their childhood. Oh, God, I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God. Give us the wisdom that we need, Father God, to help and even to speak to our children, Father God, that they may be able to understand, Lord, that these things, God,
is simply part of their journey, Lord. Give us the knowledge and even the understanding that we will not lean to our own understanding, God, that we may be able to say something to help to win a soul. Oh, God, I'm asking you to put coals of fire on our tongue, burning up any and everything that's not like you, God. We need you on tonight, God, like we never, ever needed you before, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We are entering into this sanctuary, Father God, looking for something from you. We came in expectation, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to break through, to break free, and to break out of some things, Father God. Because some of us is encaged and ensnared and entrapped, Father God, even in captivity within our own thoughts, Lord. Break us free tonight, God. He called it in Okoshana. Shatter the glass, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that causes us to think and believe that we are safe. Lord, help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and shatter that glass that we put around ourselves, Father God, thinking that it cannot be penetrated, Lord. Oh, shatter it on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may have the open air. The open air of your freedom. The Lord is showing me something like a fiberglass, or can I say a bulletproof glass around his people. And this is something that we have placed around our own selves, thinking and believing that we are guarding our own hearts, or we are guarding our own selves, when God can't get past this stuff. He cannot get past this stuff. And the only way that he'll be able to get past these things is if we scream real loud so that that glass can shatter and break. And then he'll be able to get in. Some things we got to release out into the atmosphere. Because if we keep holding these things in, we will never be free. Some things we got to speak as if though it were. Or we would never be able to obtain, accomplish it, or even touch it. We got to learn how to utilize what God put down in the inside of us and stop denying the power therein. I don't want to have a form of godliness. I want to utilize any and everything that he put down in the inside of me. And not just for me, but for his people to be edified, that they may grow, that they may be free, healed, delivered, and openly walking in truth. So we welcome your truth on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. It may be tight, but it's right. Oh God, we welcome your freedom. We welcome your truth. We welcome you on tonight, Lord, because we know you are the only one that can do it, God. There's so many things and so many times that we put our hands to this stuff on our own, Lord, and it just don't work out for us. So, Lord, I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to give us that master plan. Sustain us, your people. Sustain us, your people. The Lord said, you didn't come this far just because of something that you did or you said. You came this far because you believed and trusted in me. See, believe and trust is two different things. When you activate that belief, the trust gonna move in. And it's going to move some stuff out the way. I'm going to say that one more time because I want y'all to really get it. If you activate that belief, the trust going to move in and move some things out the way. Trusting. Trust him to do what he do best, and that's simply saying about him, us. Trust him to do his job. Because he going to do it. And not the way that you want him to. But the way that he know is best for you individually. Because this is an individual walk. Even when you married, you may come into unity with someone. But your salvation is an individuality. It is. Oh God, touch us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may open up our hearts, that we may trust you even more. I want y'all to write y'all names on a sheet of paper. And you write your name on that sheet of paper.
I want you to write, Lord, help me in my unbelief. Help me, God, in my unbelief. Because sometimes if we don't believe it, if we don't see it. If it's not happening, it's hard for us to believe it. I'm going to write it down myself. Let me get back up here. Help in your unbelief. Don't you know that God is able? God is simply who he say he is. He can't lie. If he spoke a word over your life or said a thing, you better believe me. It is a guarantee. Now, when he going to do it? He don't tell us. But he do it just when it's needed to be done.
Turn that up some. Start that up, please.
Listen. We got to allow God to be God in our lives. God is for real. Is he really for you? We sing it, we say it, but do we believe it? We listen to the words and we try to memorize them so that we could sing them. But do you really believe it? Activate the belief. Trust God and then watch him move some things around. He gonna shuffle some things. Ah. He's shuffling some things up right now, even in our very hearts, even in our very minds. Our attitudes is even being shuffled. He wants us to check our attitude towards certain situations. And it does not mean your emotions, but your perception. How you presume a thing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, touch each and every last one of us individually, Lord. You know exactly what we need. You know his name by name. You number the very hairs on our head. Oh, God, I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to open up our understanding and expound your revelation to our lives, Lord, that we won't get stuck and we will not be barren. Breathe on us a fresh breath. Breathe on us a fresh breath. We need a fresh breath. Blow on us tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And relieve your people of that deception in their vision. Relieve your people, Father God, of the deception even in their hearing. Complete the work that you begun, God. Complete it even now, God. Restore the hope. Restore the hope. Restore the hope. The peace. The clarity. Do it, Lord. Even now. Is God just what you want him to be? Is he? Because God has to be the center of it all in order for anything to be of a success. He has to be. Please understand that. That's why he said, acknowledge me in all your ways. And then I will direct your paths. That means I'm going to give you instructions to be successful. In all things.
And the strength of my life.
All that.
Misery and strife.
We're talking about God. He can't lie. And guess what, y'all? He don't die. He's past infinity. He's everlasting and everlasting. We're talking about.
I know everything that you say, God, is the truth. Because you cannot lie. I know that you are a promise keeper. Oh God, you ain't let me down yet. You are a man of assurance. That's where my confidence lies, in you for all things and for all people, God. Hey! Oh God, I trust you with every muscle and every fiber in my being. Hey, God. I release every burden, God. Every problem and every concern that was told to me, shown to me, vented to me, God. I give it unto you today, God. Because I know that you can handle that, Idioko Sana. I know that you can fix it. I know that you're going to put line upon line and precept upon precept. I know you're going to do it, God. And even though you may do it a little bit here and a little bit there, I know you are capable, because your arms are not slack, God. I stand in the gap for your people tonight. Oh God. Because I know that you are concerned, Lord. Yes, you are. Yes, you are, God. And you are God all by yourself. Hey, God. Hey. God, I'm crying out to you tonight, God. Everything that's troubling your people, everything that's a concern, God. Oh, mama, I'm giving it to you right now. All the stuff that's on the altar. All the things, God. Oh God.
Ain't no need for stressing in my life.
Oh God. Oh God, how I thank you. How I thank you, Lord. Play God Is Again, please. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my man, thank you, Jesus. We're giving it all to you right now, God. We opening up our hearts right now, God, that you may enter in, that you may take residence and reside right there. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I hope y'all wrote down all this stuff and put it on the altar. As you're writing these things down, when you bring it up here and put it on the altar, I want you to believe that stuff. I want you to believe, because the Bible declares that when you come to him believing, you can get anything that you want. You'll be able to obtain anything that you need from God. But you got to believe. He said, if you believe on Jesus, Jesus came to fulfill it all, y'all. Everything that we thought This is why he been talking about our perception. And just a minute ago, he said he gonna put everything in its proper course. Line upon line, precept upon precept. Precept. Perception, y'all. He wants us to be able to understand these things that we won't get stuck and stay stuck. But whoever want to stay stuck, stay right on there. Please stay right there. I ain't going to point the finger. I ain't going to wag the head. I ain't going to say absolutely nothing. Because that's where your comfort zone is. If you're comfortable right there, all I can say, you'll get it by and by. Because God is a God that keeps moving. He's not the kind of God to stand still. Because if he was, he would not be everywhere all at one time. So please, you guys, everything that's troubling you on your mind, on your heart, I don't care how many times you wrote it down, this is a whole new day. Write that stuff down, please. And put it on this altar. And leave it there. Stop carrying it. Stop returning back to that vomit, lapping it up. When you keep giving it up, you give it up for a second and then you get, no. Where's the consistency? Be consistent in staying free. Be consistent in wanting to be free. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. To deny that you need to do something or you should do that. Obedience is better than a sacrifice. Let me tell you what the Bible says. Maybe this scripture will help y'all. The Bible says if you are willing and obedient, you're going to eat the good of the land. And what's in the land, y'all? Everything. Did you hear what I say? If you willing and obedient, you gonna eat the good of the land. You got to be willing first before obedience can even come into play. So if you willing and obedient, I ain't talking about obligated or it's my job. I'm talking about willingness. Hey! Oh, baby, it activates all kind of stuff because the obedience is going to automatically come because you willing. You, are y'all getting it? Baby, folk ain't going to have to ask you because you're going to be willing. You're going to offer. I'm talking willingness. When God gets to revealing and showing you stuff,
You ain't got to just accept it, but you got to be willing to take a step in it. Because God can show you something and we stand still instead of stepping into it. We're talking about willingness and obedience. Thank you, Jesus, for enlightening us on that tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we won't get stuck in a place of thinking and believing that we can't, we ain't, or we haven't. Come out the what was, come out the past, come out the old. I'm telling you, we got no reason, no even thoughts to be competitive or jealous of absolutely nobody, because God got something for each and every last one of us individually. He gonna put us on the right course, but you got to be willing and obedient. You want to eat, but you don't want to work. The Bible declares that you got to work to eat, right? Now that's what the Bible's saying. I'm paraphrasing. It's in Proverbs, y'all. He was dealing with me today. I was in conversation with somebody today on the phone, and in the midst of, y'all know most all my conversations is spiritual, and I don't just say stuff just to say it. I just don't. The Lord said, I told the person, I say, you know what? I say, because this individual made a statement and say, you know what? When it comes to money, I get to thinking in my mind, get to rolling, and I can count this, I can do this, and I can figure this out, and I can such and such and such, and I can such and such and such and such. And so I just was listening to the young man. And so in the midst of it, I say that's what a lot of us say. But the Bible declares that even an ant is smarter than us. So why do he say Ann is smarter than us? And so I waited for him to answer. He just sat on the phone. Now this man is in his late 50s. And so this is what I said. I said, first and foremost, the ant is so smart that they know they need one another. They organized. They're not trying to outdo one another. They're working together. And what they do, they building, they storing up, they looking out for one another, and they carry the heaviest weights on their shoulder. The Bible says an ant's smarter than us. We don't want to work together. We always competing. We jealous. We don't want to get nobody a helping hand, and we sure don't want to carry the burdens of nobody else, let alone our own. Lord, help us to be smart and wise like the ants, that we may store up, God, that we may build together and not tear one another down. Help us, Lord, and give us the wisdom of an ant, that we would be organized. Because if you pay attention, when the rain comes and pushes the ants out the way, they get out the water and help one another, and they get right back in their proper position, and they keep it moving. You never see an ant moving backwards. They keep it moving. If they drop something, the ant behind them gonna pick it up. And is y'all getting it? I hope everybody understanding this tonight. These are the scriptures that say, if you see your brother or your sister overtaken in the fall, these are the scriptures that say that we are helpers one to another, that we supposed to bear one another. These are all the scriptures, and he used the ant as a parable. The ant. They use their antennas, their brains, they use common sense. I'm just saying. When I said that, the young man on the phone, he just sat there. He said, you know what? I never even thought about that like that. I say, don't nobody think about it like that. I say, but God has given me that theme. He been having me to tell people for years, way before I came down here. We've got to be smart like I am. One of the smallest creatures with all the wisdom. With all the wisdom. Don't you know things gonna work together? That's why he said, I'm gonna put you on right course, line upon line, and precept upon precept. We got to be walking in a right, straight, narrow line. It's narrow, it's wide, but we got to be on the right course, not going backwards. If I drop something, I ain't gonna turn around and get it because the person behind me might need it. They gonna pick it up and they gonna bring it home. Father God, help us, Lord. Help us, Father God, to be organized, not just in our lives and ministry, on the right course, doing what you designed us to do, and not what we want to do, or how we want, or how about when we want to do it. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't, sometimes we will, sometimes we won't. Lord, give us the clarity that we need, Father God, that we won't be walking in our own righteousness, thinking and believing that we got it together, or we can't get it together. You can't. Only God can impute that righteousness inside of you. But if you seek him first and his kind of righteousness, everything else is going to be added on to you if you're willing, if you're obedient. So help us tonight, God, that these things resonate inside of our hearts. Help us that these things resonate inside of our minds. Please give us that clarity. That we won't lean to our own understanding, thinking and believing we got to outdo, outrun, outthink somebody. Because if we come together collectively, God, don't they know that you will build a masterpiece with all of us doing our share? I'm telling you. Everybody can contribute to the cause of the kingdom. He said that's our purpose anyway. It's our reasonable service. That's what he said. But we don't want to sacrifice our time. We don't want to sacrifice our energy, our sleep, our money, our lives, our thoughts, which ain't yours anyway. We don't want to sacrifice absolutely nothing. And then when we do, we act as if he owe us something. We don't want to do what is required because we think that we contributed to this and contributed. No, I'm telling you, these lights and bills, everything got to be paid. God is a provider, y'all. He provides. I'm telling you, yeah. When I say God is a provider, I cannot reiterate that. He'll even provide you with peace, even in the midst of all the confusion. I'm telling you, gotta do it. We put so many things and so many situations and concerns before him. We lift it up higher than him. All sickness, all disease, all illness. We lift all that stuff up and we dwell on it. We complain. We cry. We do. If the Lord didn't tell me to go to a doctor, I would never go. I wouldn't. I'm talking about me. Because I just believe God. But because of the things that we do to our own bodies and the stuff that we put in our own body, he has given man wisdom and knowledge to help us. Because our disobedience causes us to be sick. For real. Because he'll tell us not to do this and not to eat that and we'll still eat. He'll tell us not to go here and not to go there and we'll still go. He'll tell us not to do this and not to do that and we'll still do it. For real. So this was a couple years ago, and I would say that I'm just gonna start walking every day. Every day I'm gonna walk at least four, five miles. So I started doing that, but in the midst of it, as I was walking, my hands and my arms just would swell up so until I could not even ball up a fist. I say, Lord, they say that walking is supposed to make you lose weight and you're supposed to do this and do that. He said, yeah, for some, but walking ain't good for you because you do it so much already. When we overexert ourselves in certain activities, thinking and believing that it is good for us, when in actuality, it's not. Now, I did not know that I was overexerting my body by walking extra every single morning. How was I overexerting my body? Just think, when I come in this sanctuary, I never sit down from the time I walk through that door to I walk out. I never, ever sit down. When we come in here to pray, I don't sit down. When I get on my knees or I try to sit down, and next thing you know, I jump up. I can't sit down. So I'm already doing exercise and walking. Now I do this what? Sundays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. And Saturdays. So and at home. Because when my feet hit that floor at 4:15 to 4:30 every morning, sometimes I'll be standing in the kitchen. I say, let me sit down for a second. For real. So what I need to be going to walk 4 or 5 miles for? I'm overexerting. Now everybody else is not as active as I am in doing them things. So it may be good for them. You understand? But not for me. So the Lord may tell me not to eat a certain thing. Because for me, and he told me I can't eat red tomatoes. I say, Lord, why I can't eat red? I say, Lord, why I can't eat red tomatoes? He say, you can't eat red tomatoes because the seeds inside of the tomatoes for you will cause you to have cancer. Now, that's just for me. Now, that ain't for everybody else. So I don't eat tomatoes that are red. You understand what I'm saying? So it's when God tells us something, it is for us. It's for our own good and for our own purpose. He may tell you, you talk too much. You need to be quiet and stop trying to argue and rebuttal all the time. It's the reason why he's trying to tell you to be quiet. Why is he telling you to be quiet? Because I want you to learn something. Or I'm trying to teach you how to simply bridle your tongue. It could be anything. I'm trying to teach you how to have self-control. It could be, we think that God is, y'all. He knows what is best for us. He knows what we need in order to get us in his face when we die. Because we're going to die. That's a guarantee. If you were born, you're going to die. That's why he kicked them out of the Garden of Eden. He said they already done did this and did that. If they mess around and go do something else, they going to mess around and not live and not die. If we don't die, don't y'all know what chaos would be in this world? And it would be truly overpopulated. Because every time somebody died, don't y'all know that same minute and second somebody being born? Listen to me. God knows just what we need. He allows us to go through certain things or experience certain things because he's trying to teach us something. He say everything is for our experience and for our learning, that we may enter into patience. That's the book. And then patience is going to have his what? Perfect work. So in other words, patience is a word of action. A perfect work. We may want something right there, right now. You ain't ready. Or God ain't, it ain't time yet. Or he trying to teach you something. Or no, ho. He trying to see if you going to wait on him and you going to do what you want to do. Ain't that right? We got to be willing and obedient. We don't want to follow instructions. We don't want to get corrected. We get mad. We get angry. We get bitter. We walk away from our destinies. We do whatever we want to do. When God knows what's bad. He said, and I preached this, and this is the word. This is the word. He said he want all of us to be of success. Everybody. Every individual. For real. And if we willing and obedient, all of us going to be successful. Because we're going to be doing what God wants us to do and not being self-willed. I'm just saying. Come on, y'all. Write down that stuff and put it on the altar. Don't put it on the chairs next to you. Put that stuff on the altar because we want to release it. Thank you, Jesus. I want y'all to continue to pray for Sister Pam. Y'all know she had that heart surgery this week. I talked to her today. Thank you, Jesus. We want to continue to pray for Sister Gloria. I got an update on her. She's supposed to be going to the nephrologist. Y'all know that's the kidney specialist. She's willing to go there. Prayers is working, y'all. I thank God for his peace on tonight. When he come back. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for any and everything that he is doing for each and every last one of us. The Lord has given Sister Lisa some things to share with us on tonight. So we're going to turn it over to her, you guys. Come on, y'all. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. Because he is truly worthy. He is worthy of it all.